Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Bradley Garrett, an author, geographer and urban explorer from the USA.
Hey, Talking Walking, this is Bradley Garrett, the urban explorer, coming at you today from one of the least urban parts of California, where I now live. I'm now in Big Bear Lake, California, and I've had the opportunity to hike some incredible trails out here. I've been traveling around to national parks during the pandemic, doing some multi-day hikes, backpacking in, pulling water from rivers with filtration devices. I'm living a very different existence than I once did, where I spent all my time walking across major cities in the UK. But just before the pandemic hit, I had a great opportunity for one last mega adventure, and that was going into the Chernobyl exclusion zone. I went with four friends, and we snuck into the zone and spent 3 days crossing the 30-kilometer exclusion zone and then the 10-kilometer exclusion zone, sleeping in abandoned buildings, and finally making it to Pripyat, where we could see the new sarcophagus that had been constructed over reactor number 4. It was quite a surreal experience. We ended up getting smuggled out of the place in the back of a guy's SUV, past all of the checkpoints. And when I flew home, the pandemic hit, and I've been stuck here ever since. I have to say, though, that I'm finding my time in California, back where I'm from, to be extremely productive. I've never walked more in my life. There's something about the relocalization of practice here that is a direct byproduct of the pandemic. You know, people being stuck where they are, very often operating under restrictions, not able to move in the ways that we're used to, is encouraging people, I think, to ground their practices in the places they're in, instead of always striving for a more distant, exotic, rare, strange place to walk. And I'm finding that to be incredibly fruitful. So my vision for walking for 2040 is going to be a vision of walking where you are. And, you know, for some of us, that's easier than others, but there's so much to be learned from exploring your own backyard. You know, more than anyone, I'm guilty of taking these grand expeditions to go walk in some of the most rare places on earth. And I value those experiences, but for me, I guess I've been conducting a kind of interior tourism as I've been pushing the limits of my own body in the national parks that I grew up around. And I've really been enjoying walking the deserts and walking the mountains, learning more about the flora and fauna and the history of the places I'm in. I feel much more connected to the places I'm walking in now. And I hope that's something that we can all hold on to as we move towards 2040. That's my vision for the future. I hope you're all having fun out there. I'll see you on the trails.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.